We've finally reached the end of this year, and that means that we are officially in the holiday season. I want to take a slightly different angle today and talk about three things that you can do to teach your kids how to be smart and good citizens this holiday season. I'm Emily Bose, and this is Smart Citizen. I know we've said that Smart Citizen is about local government and understanding how those things work and having a voice in the process, and I believe that part of that is investing in our communities. It goes so far beyond politics and elections and government and all of those things and into us being involved, being smart, and being good citizens in our communities.
Do you feel like a hero?
Not really. It's just something you've got to do for the community, mate. It's like you look after your mates and your mates will always look after you.
So I have three ideas for how you can do that generally as a person who lives in this country and also as a parent with your kids this year to help them invest in your local communities. So here's three ideas. Number one, do something kind for the first responders in your area. Our police, fire, EMTs, and healthcare workers have been so overworked this year. They have gone above and beyond to help us make it through this crazy, crazy year. And the holidays are always a really busy, difficult time for first responders. They give up so much for us, and it is awesome to be able to do something to invest in them this year.
Oh my God, you're saving another life. You're my hero.
Take your kids to the store, let them pick out some of their favorite snacks and pick out a few of your own.
We're gonna buy every item at Costco. Like, we're gonna fill up like multiple cars with candy and snack and go. Give it away.
Write a thank you note and drop it off at your local fire station or police precinct, hospital, sheriff's department, military. See who the ones are closest to your neighborhood and be intentional about doing something for them. Let your kids be part of the process. Let them write thank you notes or color pictures.
James, can I get some thank you note writing music?
And recognize that it's important to give back to those people. I worked in healthcare earlier in my career, and I can tell you a thank you note and a Starbucks gift card or any kind of small thing, even if it's for $5, those things go such a long way towards brightening someone's day and making them feel appreciated. So it doesn't take much, but it is something you can do that will make a really big difference this year. So do something kind for the first responders in your community. Number two, support your local food bank or toy drive. There are so many organizations that do things for families in need in the community. And we have a lot of people in need this year that have really struggled. I know this year has been really, really phenomenal for some people in terms of their finances and really, really difficult for others. If you're in a position where you can give back and support, even if it's picking up a couple of cans of food from the grocery store and dropping them off at the food bank.
Today, I went to my local food bank to do some volunteering.
I would suggest calling your local food bank or looking for the organizations in your area that are giving away food or toys or other things, and just call and ask them what they need, and then go pick up as much of that as you can afford from the store. Take your kids with you. Let them be part of the process. If you feel comfortable and you have the time and the opportunity, take your kids to volunteer and help hand things out or help serve some meals for some families in need. And it's an awesome way for your kids to get to have the joy of giving something away to another child in need that will really enjoy it.
So let's say it together.
Okay.
Volunteer.
I would definitely recommend, both with the first responders and with this, going and buying new sealed things from the store, especially this year. That seems to be the preferred method over things that are homemade. It doesn't have to be a super extravagant amount of money, but a little bit goes a long way in all of these. And then the third thing I would say is check in on your neighbors. This has been such an isolating year for so many people, and the holidays can be so lonely for so many people, especially if you know that one of your neighbors lives alone. Just knock on their door and leave them a little note to let them know that you see them, you appreciate them. Give them your number if you feel comfortable. Let them know that you're there if they need anything.
Are you in need of any assistance today, sir?
Build some bridges this holiday season with the people that live around you, because at the end of the day, these are the important people in our lives. our families, those that are serving our communities and our neighbors.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
There are a bunch of nursing homes and assisted living homes here that have a lot of patients or residents that have not been able to have any visitors this year and have been really, really lonely. And one really cool thing that you can do is, as your kids are coloring fun coloring pages.
Who got the paint out?
You can have them color those, write their name and their age on it, and maybe write a little note, package them up, and drop them off at a nursing home or assisted living home. Obviously call and ask them first, and they can hang them on the walls and let the residents enjoy them. And it can be such a great way to brighten the day of these people who really don't have anything else that is encouraging them in this holiday season. Do something kind for first responders. Donate to your local food banks or toy drives, even if it's something small, and check in on your neighbors to make sure that they're doing okay. If all of us only picked one of those things to do this year, we would go such a long way towards building up and encouraging our communities. And strong communities are what we need. It's part of what makes America a wonderful place to live. It's so important for us to invest in our communities as people, and also for our children to see and be able to learn how to do that as well. So I hope that you found these things helpful. If you have, please like and subscribe or follow our page. Leave me some comments with other ideas that you have for how we can invest in our communities this holiday season, especially if they're kid friendly. I think it's really great to involve kids, especially during the holidays when they have a little more time on their hands, and help them understand how we can give back into our communities this year, because smart citizens are good citizens, are good neighbors, and we want to teach our kids how to be both of those things. So I hope that you and your family have a wonderful, blessed, joy-filled holiday season this year. I'm so grateful that you've been here and been part of Smart Citizen with us so far, and I can't wait to see what we all do together in 2021 and how we help make our communities a little bit brighter this holiday season.